After cradling a cooler full of Moderna vaccine on a 90-minute float plane ride to Hyder, a pair of state public health nurses set up shop in the town hall and got to work. Teresa Ruzek says vaccinating far-flung communities like these are an exciting perk of the job.
I get to meet unique people with unique different life stories, and I get to bring vaccine, which to me kind of is equivalent to freedom, you know? I mean, because I think that this is our road out of these restrictions.
For Hyder, the only road out runs through British Columbia. At the head of Portland Canal and surrounded by 4,000-foot-tall mountain peaks, it's isolated from the rest of Alaska. That makes this town of about 50 very close with its Canadian neighbors. Caroline Stewart owns Boundary Gallery and Gifts, a small shop she runs when there are summer tourists. She's lived in Hyder for nearly 5 decades. Standing on the back porch, she says this past year has been especially tough.
It's been hell. It's just been hell.
Not just because of the pandemic, but because of travel restrictions at the border aimed at curbing its spread. Hyder's residents arguably couldn't live here without their neighboring town.
Yeah, we've got the post office. We've got the town hall. We have Forest Service in the summer. Okay, I'm done. That's it. That's what we have.
But just 3 miles down the road, through a Canadian customs checkpoint, is Stewart, British Columbia. It has about 400 people, and that's where people shop for groceries, buy their fuel, and get just about everything.
Best damned neighbors you will ever find. The history going back to 1920, we have always shared 2 countries, 1 community. Nothing's changed.
But Canada's border has been closed to all but essential travel for about a year now. Hyder residents are allowed to cross over to shop for essentials, and kids can attend school, but they can't play sports or attend sleepovers, there are no cross-border dinner parties, no socializing allowed with friends and neighbors.
So I can go buy bread, I can go buy wine, but I cannot go to church and get communion.
And it's been hard for Canadians on the other side of the border, too. Stewart resident Jane Beaumont says the border closure has made it tough for people on her side to fish to fill their freezers.
There isn't a reliable boat launch in Stewart, and so a lot of people rely on the boat launch in Hyder. Also, too, these communities rely on each other heavily for support. It divides families when that border is closed.
She's been unable to haul firewood or shovel snow for her mother, who lives on the Alaska side and is in her 70s. So dozens of people were excited to turn out for a recent Alaska State Public Health Clinic where 2 Ketchikan-based nurses administered a few dozen shots. Some Canadian neighbors even showed up to take advantage of some leftover doses so they wouldn't be wasted. Alaskans are having an easier time getting the vaccine. The state opened vaccinations to everyone 16 and older last month. But in Canada, supplies are limited and eligibility remains restricted. Even those who do get a shot have had to wait around 16 weeks for a second dose. That's far longer than the 3 or 4 recommended by the manufacturer to be fully vaccinated. That means while about a fifth of the residents of northern BC have gotten their first dose, only about 1% of the population has received their second shot. By contrast, about a third of Alaskans have received at least 1 dose of the vaccine, and second shots are widely available. Back at the gift shop, Caroline Stewart says she hopes the shot will give her a chance to resume her life as a snowbird. She's usually in Arizona this time of year.
I don't know how sure I am of the vaccine. I just know that if I have the vaccine, it's very likely travel will be easier for me.
And crucially, easier for tourists who cross the border for bear viewing at a U.S. Forest Service overlook.
If this pandemic goes away and that border opens, I will be able to say, hi, welcome to Hyder. Welcome to Boundary Gallery. How may I help you? And I haven't done that in over a year, and my heart aches to say those words.
For now, Canada's restrictions are the same for everybody, whether they're vaccinated or not. But people here say they hope that'll change soon. Reporting in Hyder, I'm Eric Stone.